On one occasion, while the crowd was pressing in on him to hear the word of God, he was standing by the lake of the Gennesaret, and he saw two boats by the lake, but the fishermen had gone out of them and were washing their nets. Getting in one of the boats, which was Simon's, he asked him to put out a little from the land, and he sat down and taught the people from the boat. And when he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch." And Simon answered, "Master, we toiled all night and took nothing, but at your word I will let down the nets." And when they had done this, they enclosed a large number of fish, and their nets were breaking. They signaled to their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both the boats so that they began to sink. But when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Depart from me, I'm a sinful man, O Lord." For he and all who were with him were astonished at the catch of the fish that they had taken. And so also were James and John, sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. And Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on you will be catching men." And when they had brought their boats to land, they left everything and followed him.
耶稣站在格尼撒湖旁边，众人簇拥着他，听他的传道。他见有两只船停泊在湖边，打鱼的人却已经离开船去洗网。有一只船是西门彼得的，耶稣就上前去，请他把船撑开，稍微离岸，就坐下来，从船上给大家讲道。 讲完之后，对西门彼得说：“把船开到深水之处下网打鱼吧。”西门说：“夫子，我们整夜劳力，并没有打着什么东西，但依从你的话，我就下网。”他们下了网，就圈住许多鱼，网险些裂开，便招呼那只船上的同伴来帮助。他们就来到。 把鱼装满了两只船，甚至船都快要沉下去。西门彼得看见，就匍匐在耶稣面前，说：“主啊，请求您离开我，我是一个罪人。”他和一切同在的人都惊讶这一网所捕捞的鱼的数量。他的同伴，雅各布、约翰也是同样惊讶。 耶稣对西门彼得说：“不要惊恐，从今往后你要捕捉的就是人了。”他们把两只船聚拢到岸，就撇下所有其他的事物，自此以后跟随了耶稣。大家好，我是主播 Kiki。 第二阶段节目名称是读经大讲堂，英文名称是 Bible Study。 我们会采取轻松愉快的学习模式，带你进入新的学习世界。每次我会以学习者的角度做个人总结分析，然后 English Sister 会帮助我和大家进行深度学习问题讨论。希望这样的趣味互动性过程给大家带来新的知识体验。以下还是我对姐姐的相关问题采访。今天是卢克福音第七讲。 Hello everyone, I'm Kiki. Chinese name of our second phase of the program is 读经大讲堂. English name is Bible Study. We will adopt a relaxed, also enjoyable learning mode to take you into a new learning world. Each time I will make a personal summary and analyze from the perspective of a learner. I learn Sister Ingrid will help me conduct in-depth learning and problem discussions with everybody. I hope that such an interesting and interactive process can bring new knowledge experience to you all. The following is my interview with Sister on related issue. Today is the seventh lecture on the Gospel of Luke. Everyone is welcome to leave a message in the comment area for discussion. Well, everybody, firstly, is still my today's personal study summary. One day, Jesus was by the lake of Gennesaret, teaching a crowd of people. He saw two empty boats and got into one, which belonged to Simon. Jesus asked Simon to move that boat out a little from the shore so he could continue teaching. After he finished speaking, Jesus also told Simon to go into deeper water and threw his nets for fish. Simon was hesitant because they had been fishing all night and caught nothing. But he still obeyed Jesus' instructions. To his surprise, the nets filled with so many fishes that they started to break. Simon called his partners, James and John, to also help. And both boats were so full of fishes that they began to sink. Simon also felt so much of fear, fell to his knees and said to he was unworthy to be in Jesus' presence. Jesus told him not to be afraid and died from then on. He would be catching men instead of fish. Simon, James, and John immediately left everything behind, then followed with just Jesus. Now, let Ingrid's sister make a go further summary.
Hello, sister and everyone. You already did a good summary. Something that pays attention to me is the disposition of Simon and his partners, John and James.
你好，妹妹，还有其他听众朋友们。今天呢，你已经总结得非常好了，而我则关注西蒙和他的搭档约翰，还有詹姆斯的个人性格问题。
First, they obeyed at once when Jesus commanded to fish once again in deeper water, that Simon was able to recognize himself as a sinner in the presence of Jesus, and then they left everything for Jesus, not asking what will happen to them, they just left and went.
最开始，当耶稣命令他们再到更深的水中捕鱼的时候，他们立即服从了。西门能够在耶稣面前认识到自己是一个罪人，然后他们为了耶稣放弃了自己的一切，并没有问会发生什么，他们只是最后默默地与其离开。
Here is a good question for us too. When we seem to be without succeed, go we on in our work for God or the things we are doing when Jesus commands it? Are we so much aware of the presence of Jesus in our life that we can recognize ourselves as sinners?
这也是我们要问的问题。当我们似乎一事无成的时候，我们是否继续愿意为上帝工作，或者做上帝命令我们做的事情呢？我们是否非常清楚耶稣在我们生活中的存在呢？以至于我们能够认识到自己是个罪人呢？
And are we able to leave everything behind, or at last something for to convert ourselves to followers of Jesus and servants of God?
我们是否能够放弃一切，或者仅仅放弃一些东西，以便成为耶稣的追随者和上帝的仆人呢？Okay, based on about Bible study content, now let me ask sisters some related questions. We hope the following question can be helpful to our brothers and sisters who have just become new Christians. The first one, sister. Why did Jesus ask Simon to go into deep water to fish? 为什么耶稣让西门彼得把船划到深水中去捕鱼呢？
He wanted to do a miracle that convinces Peter that he is the Messiah and that he can trust and follow him.
他想创造一个奇迹，让彼得相信他就是弥赛亚，并且他可以信任他。并且追随于他。Second question for sister. How did Simon feel after catching so many fish? 当西门彼得捕到这么多鱼之后，他有了什么样的感受呢？
He was astonished over this miracle because it's not normal to fish in the day. So many fishermen have to fish at night.
他对这个奇迹感到十分惊讶，因为白天捕捞这么多鱼是不正常的事情，渔民们只能在晚上捕鱼。Next question. Why did Simon call himself a sinful man? 为什么西门彼得声称自己是个罪人呢？
In the presence of Jesus, he became aware that he was a sinful man.
在耶稣面前，他已然意识到自己是一个有原罪的人。Next question, sister. What did Jesus mean when he told Simon he would catch man? 当耶稣对西蒙说他将来要捕的不是鱼，而是人的时候，又怎样理解呢？
Jesus wanted Simon to evangelize and to found the first church. On the day of Pentecost, Simon preached loud and powerful in public so that 3,000 people became Christians, and later he walked around for to preach the good gospel of salvation, which will save people from eternal condemnation.
耶稣希望西门去传福音，并建立第一个教会。五旬节那天，西门在公众场合大声有力地传道，使3000人成为第一波基督徒。而后，他四处奔走，宣扬救赎的美好福音，将人们从永恒的谴责中释放出来。Next question, sister. What did Simon, James, and John do after the miracle? 西门彼得、雅各和约翰在奇迹发生之后又做了什么样的举动呢？
They left everything and followed Jesus.
他们舍弃了世间的一切，自此跟随了耶稣基督。Next question. What's the significance of Jesus performing a miracle to call his disciples? 耶稣通过行迹来召唤门徒，有怎样的重要意义呢？
They had to be sure that it was Jesus the Messiah for to be convinced and for to be aware of their sins.
他们必须确信耶稣就是弥赛亚，至此才能信服，才能认识到自己的罪孽。Next question. Why did Jesus tell Simon not to be afraid? 为什么耶稣告诉西蒙不要害怕？
It costs to give up security, which a job and family give, and to follow a man who even did not have a pillow to lay his head down to sleep.
放弃工作和家庭给予的安全感，而选择跟随一个连枕头都没有就能躺下睡觉的男人，这是需要付出巨大代价的。Next question. How did the miracle impact the disciples' decision to follow Jesus? 这个神迹如何影响门徒们最终决定跟随耶稣呢？
They saw that Jesus can do everything, so they took no time for to decide and they followed immediately.
他们看到耶稣无所不能，最终他们没有犹豫，就立即跟随了。Next question. Sister, what role does obedience play in Simon's experience with Jesus? 顺从这个意思，在西门彼得与耶稣的经历中所扮演了什么样的角色呢？
When we obey Jesus, he can do miracles for and through us. When we always refuse to obey, it can become so extreme that Jesus stopped to call us.
当我们服从于耶稣的时候，他能为我们创造奇迹；当我们总是拒绝服从的时候，情况会变得非常极端，以至于耶稣都会停下来呼唤我们。The last question today: What can we learn from how Jesus called his first disciples? 我们可以从耶稣如何召唤他的第一批门徒中，最终学到什么呢？
I think in all our life decisions and elections we have to take through our life, the best is to let us just fall in the hand of Jesus. He only wants the best for us and he cares and never fails.
我认为，在我们一生中必须做出所有的决定和抉择，最好的抉择就是让你落入耶稣的掌心里。他只是想我们最好的，有最好的未来。他关心我们的一切，永不让我们失望。
When we feel or hear that he calls us, we have to just to come and to obey, that is all.
当我们感觉或者听到他在呼唤我们的时候，只需过来服从，仅此而已。好了，今天的节目就到这里，感谢大家的收听，祝大家2025年2月份新春快乐，我们下期再会。